como un chupete, cheque, cheque. Tra, tra, queque, my flow, my life, my style, se te pegue. Aquí mi ruso pone el prete, aquí la cucu pone el tete.
Sientas de verdad que escucha esto, que ponemos un poco ton de música. Con van a rumbe, sentimiento, cambio, sí. Body ya se pone body, mucho body, body, mucho body, body.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit WFNU.org.
Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. But still Andre got action. They sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got several times to do this. Have you shot up on two boots? I'm crawling. No time of homeless. Selling my sacks. Watching my back. Putting them up like slits. But I'm in
it is Wednesday. We are trying to get over the hump, and we're back. We're back after a little holiday break, little audible that we called. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Good?
This thing on?
It's on.
1, 2.
1, 2.
1, 2. 3, 4.
3, 4.
5, 6. What's up?
Nada, man. Nada. Good to see you, sir.
Man, long day, but short week.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right. We want to welcome everybody, first-time listeners, returning listeners, ghost listeners. We want to welcome you to Soul Audible Detox. This is Season 4, Episode 10, and you are tuned in to WFNU-LP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio. Want to say what's up to all of our KFAI listeners, and it is White Boy Wednesday, and we got our resident white boy in here. We haven't turned his
mic. He made it. Showed up.
You're happy. His I mic am. Is not on right now.
I'm cheesing.
I know. If he didn't make it, you was gonna give it to him, right? You was gonna.
Your name gets cursed when you don't show up, Chris.
You were gonna say once, twice.
Yeah. I think it's more.
Don't get him to comment.
I think it's more than twice, bro.
It's been a few times.
It's been several. Let's call it that. Yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah, but to disagree. It is Wednesday here, here on in the studios, overlooking St. Paul in the dark. But
cold.
We're here, cold,
dark and cold,
on this winter Wednesday. This winter white boy Wednesday. Boy, add another W to it.
Yeah, winter white boy Wednesday.
Winter white boy Wednesday. WWBW.
All them W's.
Yeah, all them W's. So as we do around this time, we're going to go ahead and get into our flowers. So we're going to give out our flowers. So VP, roll the red carpet out for you. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. Want to say what up to Queen Sha. I want to throw an extra in there and to her family. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, but got a chance to go to her hometown, Rockford, Illinois.
Rockford, so that was good. Illinois.
Over the holiday. Shout out to my mom and dad. I think they're listening tonight.
What up, mom and pops?
Yeah, shout out to Uncle Taji and Allie and my baby Sydney in the building. She's just growing and
that's giving your niece?
That's my new niece.
Okay,
and
okay.
Giving this 47-year-old. Well, I mean, he's had a stepdaughter, so I'm not going to say first time, but right. Pretty much first time dad.
Right. Ooh, yeah, hats off to you, bro. You, ooh, you have to get put in the game pretty late, man. So, ooh, yeah. You like your brother will be looked upon as your daughter when you go to pick her up or you attend an assembly or something. They'll be like, oh, that's your grandpa?
Man.
Because you and your brother both got the gray.
The gray, yeah. That gray
it's
is
a good gray, though. Yeah, I think it's a sharp gray. Right?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
But yeah,
love.
Yeah, yeah.
Lastly, shout out to my hermana, my big sis. She spent a little time when I flew into Rockford. Actually, I flew into Chicago before I went to Rockford. She's been listening. What up to Cousin James? He's done being mad at me.
Okay.
I sent him the link. Okay, he said he's going to put an alarm. He said
What up, James?
Yep. Hazel, fabulous one. Shay, good looking out. She holds us down. We had all kinds of trouble getting off in this piece. She got us in here.
Right.
I don't know. My C's, I didn't even say what's up to my C's. My C's, though, been,
okay.
You know, they asking for... Yeah, when you talk about that daughter stuff, man, the Christmas list this year, you want to talk about the price. I'm like, really, Emery? Like, wow. Okay, I guess she's 10 now. It's fifth grade, about to go into junior high. It's the next level. So, anyway, anybody else that I missed, blame it. I did almost forget my five heartbeats, my brothers in the bond, and particularly... Mr. John Howard, who is listening.
What up, engineer?
He's about to start talking stuff.
Okay.
But anybody else I miss, blame it on my mind, not my heart.
All right. And Mr. Engineer, you got to come back and visit us before we're going to take a break next week, but we'll talk about that later. Then we got three last shows for 2022. So, okay. I'll go ahead and give my flowers out. I want to give my first bouquet out to my sweetheart, to my queen, Andrea. I want to also send a shout out and give flowers out to all of my children, my son Kaleo and DeAndre, my daughters Imani and Simone. I want to send a shout out to all of my grandchildren, Maya, Kyrie, Esaita, and Cameron. And want to also send a shout out to David Ruffin and the Temptations. Want to send a shout out to the fabulous one. Want to send a shout out to who am I missing? Man, I'm telling you, can't eat candy before you get on radio. It affects your judgment. And anyone else that I miss, Shay, again, thank you for holding it down, letting our white boy up. The Jedi's, the PPKs.
Dang. My bad. What's up, PPKs?
There's one here. The rest of them, you know, probably except for Calvin. I get Calvin and Brandon. Brandon and Calvin, you know, and nephew.
What about them?
They're all avid listeners.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, out of towners.
Them out of towners. Yeah,
man, them out of towners. Whatever. Yeah.
Calvin's probably a Smurfmobile driver.
Yeah, waiting for the Lamar Jackson trade to Denver.
Cal be bending corners nightly, don't he? Man, jeez.
He said once or twice.
Yeah, you're on.
You're on.
Oh.
I'm saying, he says once or twice a week he goes out. He's lying.
He's out.
Once or twice?
Every other day. Every day.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that with the mics off.
Yeah, Cal.
Yeah, we'll talk about that with the mics off. So, yeah. So the PPKs. Oh, also want to send a shout out to Graham, who should be listening.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Graham?
And
Kate.
Katie.
Sorry.
Yep.
I shouldn't abbreviate people's name unless they give me permission.
That's okay.
It's White Boy Wednesday. And that's
White Boy Wednesday. Yep. So want to send a shout out to all of the colonizers, all of the haters. Want to send a shout out to man, I forgot. Who are we waiting to get on the show? Jesse.
It's Jesse, been a while. I'm literally just hitting him up on Facebook.
So we want to, and welcome all of you KFAI listeners, returning listeners, new listeners, and now, Chris, go ahead, man. Hold on, bro. I gotta do this right.
Gotta give him the theme music.
Yeah.
What's this week?
It's always. It's always the same. Always the same.
Terrible.
There you go, sir.
This story is awful. Just hello, mother.
That's it.
Just mom. Just mom. Right.
Hey, mom. What's up?
That's it, Chris.
That's what I give shoutouts to every time.
I know, but that's just
short and simple.
Short and simple.
Okay.
There's something to be said for that.
The number one rose in his life.
Something to be said.
There you go.
You know where? So there was. I have to admit, I'm getting a slight addiction to Instagram. That's why I stayed off social media for so long, because I have that personality. But anyway, that's not the point of this comment.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Exactly, Tuesday.
Man.
I joined TikTok.
We're all pretty much on it anyway.
David, I'm not on it, but
no, I mean every single video you watch on Instagram is TikTok in the bottom corner.
Ruffin said, "Would you please get on TikTok?" I'm like, "Why?"
Yeah. He's
like, "I want to send you stuff. It'd be funny, and I want so
he like, can't just send you link. We get TikTok links all the time.
He'd be blowing me up with TikTok, and I only got 2 friends on TikTok, which is cool with me, right? Right? Just leave it like that, because to your previous thing, I also been thinking, I think I should shut my Facebook down for at the end of the year. Man.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
For at least a couple months. See how you feel.
I was going to say, you're gonna save all 700 of those selfie pictures, right? Those aren't going away.
Those are in my phone. But I'm thinking
even
about
if you shut it down, yeah, I was off of that thing for...
It is
4
pretty
years?
Nice. It is pretty
when
nice.
You come
how long?
Back,
did you say 4 years?
Almost 4? Over 3 years. It was over 3 years. But when you come back, everything's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's still there. So you ain't shut down. You ain't going to lose, man. If you were like, oh, God, I need those pictures, just go reactivate your account. They're there.
Well, I can post on Instagram, because I don't follow a lot of people on Instagram either. So. But, yeah.
So what I was going to say is I just was watching. There was a little thing on Fat Joe, and I think it was on Rock the Bells, whatever. He was speaking about that when you get to a certain level, you know, when you're always trying to bring your peoples with you. You know, he said when he first started out, he talked to LL did say he was bringing all queens with him, you know. But again, you as the meal ticket are paying for 40 cars or 40 cats tickets on play. And at some point, you're like, dude, you know, I can't do it today. And then he said the one time you say, I can't swing all of y'all for this one, you know, then you're getting, you know, oh, you ain't this or you ain't that or man, you ain't nothing. You ain't about nothing. And so basically he made the point to say the bigger you get, the more you got to shrink your friend circle.
Right.
And again, with Chris just having the one shout out. Maybe we need to shrink our
right, man.
Yeah, you need to shrink that list.
We do. Well, even when I look at my Facebook list, you know, it isn't probably as much as yours, Mr. Popularity over there. But
who, me or Chris?
You.
Dude, half the people, I'll give you that, but
like even 99%
of them people on there are because from when I was on way back in the day.
Right, but even our VP press page, most of them are his fans.
Yeah, I was going to say, most of the women that follow me probably are friends with you at some point.
Yeah,
right.
Way back in the day.
But yeah, but I look at the list sometimes, I'd be like, really? Like,
I think about that every now and then when I walk into like.
There's only like 25 of whom I can say are my friends.
That
like
you
the
even
rest,
know?
Yeah. Like why? Are you?
I mean, because some of them are like not really my friends. I was in a mold where I was like, I was certainly in a mold for real, and this kind of carried on at the beginning on the VP press, but then I've kind of scaled back on that. But where like, you know, there's no such thing as bad press, so I was just accepting.
Oh yeah.
Everybody.
Oh no
boom,
doubt.
Boom, boom, boom. No then doubt. I was started. Then you start to see the new algorithm on Facebook where they'll start. almost like Instagram where they show other people's reels and stuff. I don't like that.
Sure.
And so then I've had to start slowing down, be like, I don't want just, who cares that you eating some? I don't want to see that if I don't even know you.
Right. Right.
Anyway, right. It is what it is. Right.
So, okay.
Come on now.
Yeah, we're going to do a little back and forth stuff tonight. So, you know.
Man, the music is always on hit.
I appreciate it. So,
I got a lot of stuff today. I mean,
well, hey,
which I already done. I already put the question of the day out there.
Did you? Well, can you do two things? Can we, yes, one, sir, ask the question, and then number two, let all of the audience know how they can connect, communicate with us, and we will connect and communicate back.
So, I will do it in reverse. You can get at us on Facebook. I don't know. Do we want to keep our Twitter account with Musk all in there doing that? I don't know what he's done to it, but I keep hearing every day that he's messing it up. But I don't know. But you can hit us on Facebook or Twitter.
I don't even go on, yeah.
We still got the Twitter open. At Soul Audible Detox. Or you can put the little at symbol in there and put the letters VPPRES in there. We come up. We actually are on Instagram as well,
mm-hmm,
and YouTube. So not a lot of content out there on YouTube. You get most of your content for us on Facebook. I know that makes us sound old to the younger generation, but go to Facebook. You'll see all of our videos on live. Where we do have a camera on in here, so we're not getting too clowny. You can see everything that you're hearing on here every week. So the question of the day, pretty seasonal. What is your favorite holiday movie or song? So I did post that on Facebook, but you certainly can hit me on the bat phone. If you got my phone number, my text, hit me there.
Y'all know whatever. How to get in touch
with
us.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all don't call our don't phone number like on the board here anyway.
We'll give out the number at the beginning of the year, see if y'all use
see
it.
See if we use it again. So, but yeah, so what is your favorite holiday movie or song? Do you either one of y'all want to respond to that real quick?
I just need some time to think about that.
Think about it?
Yeah.
Christy,
you have
when one? I took the.
Yeah, I posted.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Chris is sitting next to us and getting there. I like that.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Well, we want you to talk on the mic.
No, no, I like that.
No, I like that he did, but we do need him to talk.
True.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah.
No,
actually,
National
Chris
Lampoon
is talking more right now than he's all you normally talk to.
Yeah.
And Calvin and Nephew thought we forgot about them. We did, but we remembered. So something was missing, but we never forget y'all.
Never forget y'all.
So, okay. So that's the question of the night. You said you got lots to talk about. We got lots going on. So, my brother, go at it.
So, the first thing is let's just get in the flow. What?
Well, wait before we do that.
Oh, don't do that. Hold on.
How was your holiday?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Ask how was your holiday?
Let's start there. With Thanksgiving.
Yeah. How was your holiday?
Thanksgiving was amazing. So, I did the turkey, fried it up.
First time.
No.
Okay, you skilled. You're a professional now.
I think I'm getting to the point where I might.
Neither I.
I might throw my name in the hat if there was some kind of competition.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
So real simple. I think the key is for me what I found, and this is probably maybe the fifth. This was the fifth year.
Okay.
The key is the injection. You got to inject it with some juices.
Okay, sure.
If you just do the rub, it'll get in there. You'll get that flavor a little bit, and that's what I did like the first couple years. But then that's just on the skin, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't really get the full flavor through the meat. But if you inject it with a little something, and one of my key ingredients, Chris, is beer.
Oh yeah.
You know, it turned out good. It had a real good taste. I was licking my fingers, and I've gotten to the point I don't do a lot of turkey or chicken anymore. But it was good, if I say so myself. So, but just with my parents, my uncle.
You got a problem with white meat?
Actually, I prefer white meat.
I prefer dark meat.
We're talking about food, y'all.
Food.
Chicken and turkey. Anyway, my parents and my aunts came through, Auntie Marvelline and my Auntie Rochelle and Uncle Jeff. It was cool, man. It was probably a smaller gathering than I've had in a long time. And then I flew into Chicago.
Did you just crack open a beer?
No, that is a a nitro cold brew.
I was about to say he took White Boy with it to a whole
new level. Right here,
that's what I thought. I was like, the hell is going on
good
here?
Good night.
only white people.
This is good.
Graham.
Night.
Oh,
this
which
only,
is funny.
Only
actually,
white folks.
You know what? It's
Graham,
great.
You would love this.
We gotta get both of y'all in here. Right.
Let me see.
Oh yeah.
Cracking a beer.
Yeah. Right. Yep. That's a good movie too, right there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Old school.
So I flew into Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and then went to visit the Queen's hometown in Rockford, Illinois. It was cool. Weather was beautiful. The only bad thing was driving back, which is only about a 4 to 5, 4.5 hour drive from Rockford because it's on the northeast side of of Chicago. There were like 3 accidents, and the weather was fine, but there was 3 accidents in Wisconsin for some reason or another. I don't know.
Somebody hit a deer or something?
Yeah, who knows? Man, and it for real added about 2 hours to our trip.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So, anyway.
Okay.
How about yours?
Same. It went really well. I visited Andrea's folks, met her father and her stepmother in Lawton, Oklahoma, her brother, all of her family, her siblings. Really cool. Same weather was around the same temperature as here. And it rained one day, just like rained all day. But it was cool, man. Oh, stopped in Kansas City on the way, went to Snooze. The restaurant
yeah,
you told
okay.
me to go to?
Yeah. It was the breakfast spot.
It was nice.
That was a nice
it was nice. Because I was there too early to stop at any barbecue
right,
places.
Right.
But definitely got to go back to Kansas City, y'all.
Where so, did you
Kansas
end up going
City
to
is a nice little visit.
Yeah.
It's really a nice little jump.
Go, what did I'm you end up
in Oklahoma?
Where did you end up going for barbecue?
I didn't. Because in Kansas City, I was there too early.
Not at all.
Oh, in Lawton.
Okay.
Billy Sims' restaurant.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's
barbecue was on point. Yeah, barbecue was on point.
And Billy Sims. Is it dry rub? Did it come with sauce? How does he do it?
There was
could do either.
You could put your sauce on the side, so it was dry rub.
Okay.
Yep. And he served it on a little tray with the
who do you play for?
Detroit Lions.
Okay. I'm thinking of the Houston Oiler. Who
Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell.
Yes. Yep.
I was gonna say he has his own line of sauce.
Yeah, sausages.
Oh, the Earl Campbell's is legendary, bro.
Yep.
Man, that it did again.
Oh, I think we had them in Atlanta.
We did.
Yep.
But there's one store in Minnesota that sells them.
Really?
Over north. Oh, I'm gonna remember that.
I didn't even
and
know
it's
that.
It's a little
hole in the wall
community meat market though. But it's
is
an
it
old
on,
school
meat
market.
Is it on? Oh my god, Laurie.
Yeah, kind of over on the backside of the north. Yeah, yes.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yes.
I think I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of people, a lot of us.
Right.
A lot of us
yeah.
go get chicken wings from there when I used to do it.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll remember
okay,
the spot.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We'll put the white
sorry
boy
about
on.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, it was cool. You know, family was great. Had a good time. Enjoyed myself. What else? Yeah.
How was the drive?
The drive, we left at like 2 in the morning. We got there at about, we left at 2 in the morning because we wanted more.
My head would have been bobbing hard by about 4.
She started at 2. She started the drive, and then I drove the majority, and then her daughter went with us. So stopped in Kansas City. So we got to Lawton, but we hit traffic too. We hit traffic. People were going to Dallas and stuff, so we hit traffic. But there was these long stretches where there was like no lights, no lights.
Yeah,
dude.
You know what that
dude,
is?
Dude, I was hitting like 90.
When we went,
she said, "You know, you're going to 100." I said, "Yeah,
yeah,
no, just
sit back and enjoy the ride." When we went to that's a Southern thing, ain't it? That you don't get it's just a Southern thing. Like when we went to Arkansas
mm-hmm.
this summer. Man, I was just like, that's the one thing you notice is like, y'all just don't want to put no money into no streetlights on the freeways and on the streets.
She told me going
like,
into the stretch, going into Lawton, she said, well, now this next stretch, no lights. And I was like, man, for real, like, you know. Yeah.
If you travel pretty much between the Twin Cities and Iowa, Chicago, or Indiana, most of the roadway, now you're going to get some 2 lanes, but most of it's lit.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start getting south... Yeah, you get on them dark stretches, be like, oh, man.
Yeah, I think the
that's first, why I can't drive at night, man.
The first time I saw something like that was in Liberia.
Really?
A quarter of the entire city grid was blacked out.
Man.
And so, like, didn't matter about city lights, didn't matter, like, your house lights, anything out. And so driving through that was pretty damn eerie.
Yeah.
Like, I remember asking the driver, like, are you sure we should go this way? He's like, where else, how else are we going to go?
Yeah, you tell me how else we can get there.
He's like, no, it just happens. Like, okay, all right, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
It's pitch black.
So Chris, you didn't say how your Thanksgiving
was. Yeah, how was yours, bro?
It was really good. Super quiet, relaxing, down with mom. What did I do? I bought brasa. So they have like a Thanksgiving meal, you know, like for two, four, or like eight or what have you. Super good. Like smoked turkey. They have this almost like a sweet ham. It's like smoked ham, but it mm-hmm. also has this like nice glaze on it. nice dressing, yams. We had like dirty rice. It was really good.
Super. I think you're the first white person that I've ever met that just referred to it as dressing.
No, I mean, if it comes out of the little container, that's still.
I know, but usually stuffing.
Oh, stuffing.
Yeah.
I sometimes say stuffing, but to me, I'm meaning dressing.
Yeah, but I'll just make it.
Think that's just a Minnesota thing.
Sure. Yeah. So
yeah. I mean, and trust me,
it's like a literal thing. It's like, I'm stuffing the turkey, and that's what somebody just
right. They
grabbed.
So
onto
there
that.
Technically is a difference, but I think right. in Minnesota, for whatever reason, again, and I don't know if I got this
ask
from my
listeners.
Parents or not.
Ask the listeners. Is there a difference between stuffing?
There
and
is, but okay. but let's see if they can tell
yeah,
us
let's
what
see.
The difference
okay.
is. Right. Yeah, that's a great question. I got you.
As I play this you. Song, did y'all realize this song is 40 years old?
Mm. Wow.
The whole album.
No. 40 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, that's about right. I'm 51.
I mean, but
now.
Dang, man.
First album I ever received was Michael Jackson Thriller.
Do you still have it?
Yep.
Is it in plastic?
No.
Okay.
But I can put it
in. I got Thriller downstairs somewhere.
Yeah. Prince was number two, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Okay.
I can't find that though. Yeah.
So, you know what? The first album I ever bought, now, you might recognize this, Chris isn't, was The Champagne of Rap by Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Okay, I remember.
You know
him.
Who Dr. Jekyll is? Or who Mr. Hyde? I think it was Mr. Hyde. I think he actually was Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, you're right. I have no idea.
It's not Andre Harrell, is it? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yep.
Andre Harrell.
Boom, boom,
you
boom.
Know that name, don't you? He created Uptown.
Uptown. He was an executive with Bad Boy, wasn't
executive.
He?
Executive.
Oh, okay.
Not well, ultimately, but I mean, he's the one who that gave Puffy his start. Hmm. He discovered Jodeci or put Jodeci, Fat Boy or not Fat Boys, Heavy D. Who else was on that? Jodeci, Heavy D. Uptown's
kicking it.
Uptown's kicking it. There was a few other groups.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Heavy D and the Boys.
Yeah, Finesse and St. Quist.
He's kind of the. Yeah. Is he kind of the founder of the of well, one of the forefathers of the New Jack?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. From a record company yeah. standpoint, yep.
Yeah.
All the artists, the New
okay.
Jack Swing. Yeah.
The New Jack Swing.
Yeah. 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 Did y'all know that? Just throwing out hip hop history.
No.
Did y'all know Teddy Riley produced, the show?
What's
Oh, Slick Rick and
no, I did not know that.
He produced that song.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, the first album. So, the show and what's the other one? Lottie Dottie.
Lottie Dottie.
Teddy Riley produced the show and Lottie Dottie.
Did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
thank you for that history.
No problem.
Okay. Do you got any responses before I do the weather?
Yes.
Do you got any responses to questions? Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, we do. Chris responded. well, first of all, I kind of put on the warning on when we're going out, say T-minus, we're about to get on, and Calvin must be listening because he responded to our post that I'm out again. I can't tell where he's at. He's just somewhere randomly. But anyway, all right, let me find Chris's response. I know he responded. Let's see. Why aren't I seeing it? Didn't you respond, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Question of the day.
I don't even see the question of the day. What the heck is going on here? You know, this is the problem with us old people. And y'all know Ice Cube is coming, right?
To yep.
Mystic Lake. I'm a little, we'll talk about that in a minute too. I'm a little afraid to go. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
But question of the night. Here we go. Oh, no, we got 9 comments. Whoa.
Let's go.
Let's get into it. Okay.
Let's
so,
go.
So, reminder of the question of the night. What is your favorite holiday movie or song? So let's start with the fabulous one. She said Another Lonely Christmas by Prince, favorite song. Grant and a couple people, you know, hit her up, said that's the bomb.